Thane, I really appreciate that. So thank you for welcoming everyone here to Wurundjeri land. I would also like to acknowledge any Wurundjeri elders that are here, but and also the extended eldership from both the local area, the extended Kulin Nation, the extended mob of what the whites call Victoria, and throughout the rest of this country they call Australia. So any of you elders out there, I shout out to you. And if you're not officially called an elder, but you're a community leader, you have the traits of humility, integrity, strength, and you love your mob in every decision you make, I shout out to you at any age group, all community leaders of our community, of our mob. And I'll extend that to the non-Indigenous community who fight the fight with us. You fellas, you've got to help us eradicate the discrimination attitude that this country was built on, because I'm sick and tired of feeling it and hearing it all the time. Invasion. Invasion Day, the day of mourning. Our ancestors back on Gadigal country got together to show this country there is a different perspective of what January 26 actually means, that people that have lived here, not just for 200 years, but for tens and tens of thousands of years. So I'd like to show my acknowledgement and appreciation to all the elders and community who stood up way back in 1938, because this ain't a new protest. This is one of the oldest social protests in the world. We mourn because they celebrate. They celebrate because they're either ignorant or choose to be ignorant. The basis of racism is fear and ignorance. So the ones that choose to be ignorant, they will always be fearful, and they're the ones that will continue racism. And that's what we have to fight. Mourning, unfortunately, is something our community always has to do. You know, recently in the Wurundjeri community, we've lost some very important young men, you know, both in our blood and extended family. We lost Aunty Vicky, who was an amazing staunch mentor to me and others. And I'd just like to pay my respects to them and all the other people that have fallen in the fight for our land, our community, our equality and our rights. This country has shown its disrespect for too long. The initial invading force was the British military. This is the only British invaded colonial outpost that they turned their military on their so-called own citizens, as when they put the Union Jack on Gadigal country, we all of a sudden became their citizens and then they attacked us. That wasn't even part of any of their history throughout their invasion throughout the world. They sent their convicts, they brought their disease, their violence and their racist laws. The offspring and DNA of that still exist, and it's a shame that we still have to deal with it. So shame Australia. What type of sick nation celebrates the pain of their other countrymen? What small-minded, weak, disgusting, still promote racism and are still allowed to and get away with it? When the mob who receive it are the most incarcerated. Shame. The trillions of dollars earned off stolen land. The original people who looked after this land continue to be the poorest and disadvantaged. And that is a shame as well. I congratulate the Yurok Truth Telling Commission for bringing the truth to what they call Victoria. And I was just talking to Travis earlier. He's going to take it to the country, to Albanese and Canberra. So all power to Travis. And if anyone can support him on his walk, do it. Because this is one of the most important things we've been we have to do to get truth all around this country, because all our mobs have got stories to tell and all our mobs need to heal. And the rest of this country has to hear their local perspectives of the stories of the land that they live on and benefit from the mob, from the people of that land. Just to our mob, stand staunch in your ancestors' spirit. That's one thing we have that many Australians don't. A lot of Australia as a country, I do a lot of training and talk to a lot of our white fellas, and one of the questions that sends them quiet is, what is Australian culture? They don't know. They're trying to find it. I always say to them, well, if you don't know, you've got one of the oldest living cultures on the planet living amongst you. Don't disrespect it. Learn from it. Connect with it. Join with it. Don't be in fear. Don't be in fear of your family or friends. Do what you know is right. For the non-Indigenous mob, speak up for change. We need support from you fellas so we can heal both ourselves and our land together. Help us eradicate racial discrimination, yes, but discrimination of all sorts. This country was born on discrimination. It didn't teach it in the education system. We're trying to change that, and we're trying to change it as quick as possible. But let's eradicate all forms of discrimination. Our culture doesn't even have a word for discrimination. We're very inclusive and we look after each other. That's one main message to everybody. Thanks for showing your understanding. Eradicate this nation's celebration of genocide and racism. Let's create a time that this diverse people, now called Australia, you know, we've nearly got the whole world represented on Aboriginal land these days. You know, we can. There's two ways we can go. Be in fear and divide, and all sorts of problems come from that. Or get excited about learning something new. Get to know a culture, get to know a person that you haven't known before, and bring it all together. Unity. Yeah. To the elders, continue standing staunch in humility, integrity and strength, because that leadership aspect has been part, not our survival on this land, our ability to thrive on this land for tens and thousands of years with that very special leadership or eldership, as we call it today. So keep that going, our elders. Just to finish off, because there's a legend about to talk who I am totally in awe of. This is our land and always will be. Bunjil's law is the law of this land. It was never ceded and never will. And Nongodjan, thank you for coming, you fellas. It gives us a lot of heart and spirit. The Nongodjan. I think Uncle Gary's on his way next. It's a privilege to speak before Uncle Gary, I tell you.
All right, can we have another hand for Uncle Bill, please? I'd like to now welcome up to the microphone Auntie Rio Ellis from Grandmothers Against Forced Removal.
Hold that behind me, please. Hey everybody, what a beautiful day to be out today. Again, we're here. I'm not showing my age, but we're here to fight for our rights and to still let the world know that you are all living on unceded land. First of all, I would like to thank the organisers that have gone through hell to get this together. Every year, they go through hell to get together. I end up losing my voice, but our young organisers make me so proud for getting us together. I'm here today. I'm against anything that against us, our mob. However, we got to think of our future. So I'm here speaking of GMAR Victoria, which is Grandmothers Against Removal. It's sad that we have to exist. We were established in 2018 because our children are still being removed at a higher rate than non-Aboriginal children. We're the 3%ers. Shame! 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 We are the village that raises a child because we don't, GMAR Victoria, do not close. We'll have people coming and staying with us, using our couches, and that's just what we do as a people. You know, none of this, oh yeah, you got to wait until Monday, oh no, it's not 9 o'clock yet. No, somebody needs help, which the department fails to let them know that, oh, the department's open 9 to 5 for removing our children. They're not open 9 to 5, they're not open 9, listen to me. Weather must be getting to me. But, you know, they're 24-7 to remove our children. We're 24-7 to keep our children with family. Thank you. I'm a little bit overwhelmed today because, like just last night, we had to go and interview a worker to say, well, what's wrong? When we looked at it, they go, oh, well, that's all right. Well, why didn't they believe the mum? You know, why are they persecuting that mum, and that mum have to be in pain and ring us from GMAR Victoria? We don't know much. That's shame. That's absolute shame. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see you all here. And I want to bring forward some strong young community members who will fight this fight with me, who are coming up and being loud and being the voice for GMAR Victoria, which isn't hard. So I want to... Miss Terry, would you like to come up? Miss Terry, come up. And as you can see, I got my little entourage, all these girls there and boys. We got Yaron, we got Tina, but these are my voices. These are my voices. I'm the elder here, but they, whatever I say, they take it further. So they're very strong, proud Aboriginal women. Thank you.
Thank you, Auntie Rio. You heard it from the black matriarchy. Right, whenever we stand up and fight this system, they come for our babies. I've been firekeeper at Camp Sovereignty. Since I've been there, they come for my babies.
Shame.
Tell them, sis.
We've had enough. We have had enough. Who do you think you are? What do we look like? Because even animals have more rights than us. Huh? A dog, a Mirigan, we say, give birth. No one come take their babies. Do you know what I mean? We have no rights. Aboriginal women, mothers in this country are treated like second-class citizens on our own land. We're treated like we have no... We have nothing. If you understand, if you know what it feels like to go through removal, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? And until you go through that type of pain, you don't know, all right? The stolen generations, what I spoke about before. My father is a stolen generation survivor. It ruined his life. They had to fight for survival, just for to breathe the air in their lungs every day, to wake up to hell. What does Uncle Archie write? Said, blood and tears. That's all I knew, blood and tears. until they came home to their families, and some of them never got to. They never got that right. Their human rights were taken from them. Some from birth never got to see their mum and fathers again. Shame! How can you take a baby, rip them from their mother's arms, and take them for the rest of their lives? And they did it to a whole generation of people. And they're still doing it today. How dare you take our babies? You don't know how to look after our kids. You listen to me, DFFH. We had the same yard in your last year when I was standing here. You leave our kids alone. You fucking leave our babies alone. Because we're coming for yous. We're coming for yous. So bring it on at the elections. Bring it on, because we're coming. No one's going to take our babies anymore. And we stand up for this treaty. And you fellas stand up with us now. And you bring more to the fight. More warriors, more soldiers we need for this war that we are still in. They don't want to make peace with us because they want to justify what they've been doing. Because it's shame. Nungajen, keep the fight.
Give it up.
Give it up. All right. Oh, yeah, go to the Grandmothers Against Forced Removal website to donate. GMA. I'd like to welcome back to the microphone now, if I may, Gary Foley.
Thank you, Celeste. I just want to be very briefly... add a few words to what I said earlier on. Earlier on today, I spoke about the great masturbation of the nation in 1988. I think it's important for people to know and understand, when we hear about the Nazis walking, marching these days and the rise of the right, I think it's important for people to remember and know that Australians have... Until 1988, Australians didn't really give a stuff about Australia Day. They never used to wrap themselves in flags and do all this crazy nationalistic shit. That's a product of 1988 and the great millions of dollars that Bob Hawke put into celebrating that particular day. So the rise of these... right-wing nationalism is very much a new phenomenon, and that's important to remember. But also, having seen in recent times that One Nation has now surpassed the Liberal Party in votes, this is a cautionary moment for all of us, because we need to take notice of what's happening in other parts of the world. And I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. It's important that you keep your eyes on the malignant Mango Mussolini of Mar-a-Lago. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're not taking enough notice of what's happening in the world. And that's especially important for all you great non-Indigenous brothers and sisters who are here today supporting us. It's important that you know that these marches in Melbourne for the last 5 years have been the biggest marches of anywhere in Australia. And that says a lot. That says everything you need to know about this younger generation who organise it. But it also says a lot you need to know about the nature of this city. All Melburnians who are here should be very proud of themselves today. And in closing, it's important, as I said, to know what's going on around you. And I think my final word should be that we all should take notice of that legendary Aboriginal philosopher, Mao Zedong, who said, we must educate ourselves, then educate the people. Go out there and change Australia, folks. Thank you.
Can we keep everyone focused into the middle? Keep the attention on the middle and the people next to you. All right, next up, I would like to ask Yaron Bundle to come and join me at the microphone.
Okay, Nyata, Mayapa Wanganuchung, Nyalamin. Nyalamin Narakitung, Nyankara Permia Narakitung. Well, I'm yarning. This is the Gomar bucket, and I'd love it if you could show that black matriarchy how important they are and get this bucket full while I'm yarning. That's for Aunty Rio and Gomar, grandmothers against removal. And we need to support them and the black matriarchy and the black mothers. And I just want to dedicate this yarn to my Narakitung, the family clan that I grew up with. Okay, thank you. It's very, very hot. So maybe if you close your eyes and listen through your tumtumpa, because that's what unites us. Everybody got one. I just would like to speak on behalf of my family, clan and country. And I'd like to extend all of those deep respects from my family to the family clans that belong to this land here. We've got to talk about sacred country. We've got to talk about what's underneath the ground, beneath all your feet. We've got to talk about the sacred songlines and the bloodlines that are the foundations of these homelands, sacred homelands of unceded sovereignty. Unceded birthrights to our land, sky and sea. Our culture is our birthrights. Our deep old ways knowledges is our scientific data. And science is just catching up to our old people's smarts about the old ways knowledge systems they have, how they cared for country, how we're still resisting the extraction and rape of our motherlands from international governments. Fuck Trump and the war machine. I just say that for all my Turtle Island people, and I pay my deep respects to you. And we have to honour the land, sky and sea, so we have to call out these dirty, lying scum maniacs that are taking our children's birthrights. But guess what? They're taking all of yours as well. All of your children, all their fresh water, all their fresh air, all the sacred law that is an extension of who we are as blackfellas, as the oldest living continuum on this planet. We are an extension of that. We are not separate from our sacred country. These governments and these mining companies make me so wild. And we've been fighting them for the last 10 years. Well, we've got to round out and we've got to tell the truth of the whole situation about how Native Title has trapped us into a bargaining with all my beautiful, deadly family that are part of the treaty. But we are unseated. Us law people are unseated. We honour our grandmother law and our grandfathers, and we never, ever put that down for a price or a piece of paper. I think they forgot the countrywoman on that walk, my cousin. But it's all right, we can come together because united we are strong. And united by our old ways law, for all these nations, the 38 nations of the ancestors that were rematriated under the stone cairn at Camp Sovereignty in 1985, the year I was born. So we recognise them. And I want to let all you mob know that my ancestors speak, them bones speak, them whale bones speak, them ancestor trees and the roots in the ground, they speak to us. We understand how they're calling out to us, and we need every single one of you. If you want to stand in your human rights, you want to fight for deaths in custody, you want to fight for our children, you want to fight for anything that is about our birthrights, you protect country. That's family. Family and country come first in our law. That's the way it is. We didn't make that up. Our old people lived and honoured by that. And you know what my old people told me? That we come from utopia. We live that, and we want all of you to experience that and honour all of these freedom fighters that have come before us, all of these staunch sister girls up in the snake pit, and we need to back up every single one of us. Now I'll leave you with this. Tum tum pa, tum tum pa, Vic Paul tum tum pa, tum tum pa, Maya pa wanganutong, Maya pa wanganutong, Nyalamin win permiao, Nyendok permiao. Mira teach mereng per mia, narakitong per mia. So you understand that we are all carrying a cultural and colonial load, educating you all while we are on our cultural revival and restoration journey, and you need to back us all. But what I just said is I honour the land, sky and sea, all the spirits of the ancient elementals. And if you got respect for blackfellas, you help us protect family and country. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, sister. All right, I'd like to get Jarvis Atkinson up next.
Thank you. Hello everyone, my name's Jarvis Atkinson. I'm a proud Yorta Yorta man from Shepherd and Cumraganja, aka Chainbreaker. I go by the name of Chainbreaker because for a very long time I was chained down to the system. I was chained down to depression. I was chained down to feeling hopeless and worthless. I was trapped in a system that was culturally unsafe. A system that didn't care about my life or value my life. Whilst being in custody, I was assaulted by the police. I was in a coma for 48 hours. And I was told, my family was told, my children was told that I wasn't going to make it. But I woke up and I came out of that hospital and I walked out of them cells. And I always wondered, where do I get the strength? Where do I get that fire to keep going on? It's that same fire every single one of us carry here today. That fire that walked off the Cummeragunga mission in protest. There was a time when that fire felt like it was going to go out. I was sitting in the Shepparton cells and I was ready to give up. You know, I've been to prison probably 10, 15 times. You know, I was chucked around the system. And I had to remember the elders, our people, our children. And that's where I found fuel to throw on that fire and get up and stand up to break them chains. Today, I go back into the prisons, into the women's prison. I go into the men's prison. Ravenhall alone has 270 brothers in there. And I remember when I was in prison, I was watching tally and I seen all my people out there marching. And it really lit me up and gave me the strength to one day want to get out here and march alongside every one of you. I also work for the First People's Assembly of Victoria. I'm an engagement officer. I believe in treaty. I believe that we deserve real outcomes now. We don't need to wait. Our people are dying right now. Our children are in out-of-home care right now. And our people are sleeping right up here on the cement right now. So if I can just leave everyone with something, keep showing up, stand up, and never ever forget where you come from and remember what fuels your fire. And when I say AKA, you'll say Chainbreaker. AKA.
Chainbreaker.
AKA.
Chainbreaker.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Jared. We really, really appreciate you speaking today. All right, folks. Unfortunately, due to the extreme weather that we're getting, we've had to make the difficult decision. We're going to be moving on early. I'd like to apologise. We had more speakers queued up today, but it is getting a bit overwhelming here in the concrete and that, and we're starting to see some people start to feel unwell. Could I just get everyone to put their hands together for the marshals, for the medics, for the legal observers, for all of you for coming out today, to all of our speakers who've given their time to convey our messages to the crowd, and to every single one of the people in front of me, to the side of me, behind me, that way. We thank you all so very, very much for standing in solidarity with us on this 88th anniversary of the Day of Mourning protest. Always was, always will be. 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 Thank you so much. As you move off, stay together, keep an eye out for each other, travel together. We're going to be marching up this way on Flinders Street. What's that? That is east. or right or whatever. We're going up there. Marching to share the Spirit Festival. Thank you so much, everyone.
You've just heard the live speeches from out the front of Flinders Station down, just down the road actually from the studio.